so we'll hold off one second. Actually, you know what we'll do while we're waiting for Becky to come on? Alf, would you introduce you and Jillian to this group so they can know a little bit about you guys and get the sense of why I wanted to make sure you were included. So, okay. Becky knows your background, so go ahead and start with that.
Okay, I'll try to make it short. So, again, this is Alf and Jillian. We are a husband and wife team. This is Jillian.
Hi, guys.
live in San Francisco. I'm from Norway, Jillian from India. We are full-time doing Amazon. We got about 10 products on Amazon right now, extremely focused on it. We just reached our 10,000 monthly milestone this week. We met our 5,000 milestone, I think, about 3 weeks ago. So hoping to double that or get to the 20, actually get to the 25K mark within 4 weeks, so we're hoping for. My background is in marketing, sales. I've been in promotions for 22 years, had my own online group. Jillian's background, 15, airline industry, 15 years in customer service and training. Airline crew, not so much internet background, but she's doing really well. She started selling a lot of health products like cacao and maca about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, starting her own website, and then we started with eBay, and then we say, why don't we give Amazon a shot, and that's where we saw what was happening there. We have other friends of ours doing that as well. And we're very excited to be here, so whatever way we can help you guys get to where you want to go, we really believe in the power of the mastermind, working in teams, collaborating. There's plenty of gold for everybody, so whatever we can do to help you, we're here, and we're excited to meet you all.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yes.
Great, and then just one more thing, if you guys would. I wanted to let our group know, you know, that you guys have a very interesting dynamic, which I think can help in this review roundup, and that is that, you know, that you go relentlessly. You're really tenacious. Seem to work around the clock on this thing. You network with a lot of people. Alf and Jillian organize the other mastermind that I'm a part of, that I've mentioned to, you know, Allie, Brooke, and Becky on this call, so, you know, they just seem to be on the pulse of everything that's happening. You know, are real innovative risk takers, and I think, you know, have that to bring to the group. So, Allie, you were the one particularly who wanted to get their background. Does that help you, or do you, you know, want anything else?
No, that gives me an idea of who we're getting to know each other, and of course we can always share, you know, everyone else too, so they get to know us as well. The only other thing that I actually just recently moved up to Northern Cal, so can't wait to actually meet you all in person and chat more.
We're in Northern California.
I went to law school up in San Francisco proper, but I'm in Brentwood right now with my family. Something you guys, I don't know how many people know this, I very recently separated from my husband. So I'm in a bit of transition. So I moved up here temporarily in Brentwood, which is near my family, my nieces, and enjoying them. And then I'm going to see if I want to go back into the city or if I want to, what I'm going to do next. But that's where I am, so I'd love to connect with y'all. I'm in the city a lot. Where are you guys?
We're right in Bernal Heights, just like 5 minutes from downtown San Francisco.
Oh, awesome. Let's connect. It'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be great. Nice to meet you, Ali.
Great. Now, let me just check in. Becky, are you here now?
Yes, I had to dial in. For whatever reason, my mic and speakers weren't working properly.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, guys. Hi, Elf.
Hi, Julia.
So Al didn't know Becky and know me, and so the only other introductions that really need to be made, you know, for Alf and Jillian's benefit, is Allie and Brooke giving a quick background. So Allie, why don't you start first?
My pleasure. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes.
be great. Well, Reader's Digest version is I'm an attorney by profession and litigated for many, many, many years, became partner, did all that good stuff, went from, don't come from a great deal with money and have a work ethic like you wouldn't believe, which is a blessing and a curse sometimes, and really learned how to focus more and to move forward in areas that give a little more, a little more leverage rather than being the trial counsel all the time and really just creating a job for myself, which is what I did even as a partner in my law firm, and getting more freedom with travel and really enjoy European travel, and that's what my businesses and my streams of income are about. I have a background in professional in real estate in that I've purchased quite a bit and developed it. And I also have a huge background in international, in the internet and speaking industry, creating information products as well as helping people get booked on different stages as they basically promote their businesses, their products, their services. And this came across from a mentor and someone I've worked with quite a bit, Evan Pagan. I saw the Amazon selling machine. I liked the structure of it. I liked the concept that it is product-based and actually has a lot of different leverage and in various different ways, and thought that the business structure was sound. I then basically gave myself a 30-day trial on it and said, if this does not fit in with my business plan and model, then I will release it. And after the 30 days, I thought it was still viable. I ran my numbers, and I've got one product up. It's called The Amazing Drying Towel. I have several products that are in the wings that I've looked at and am ready to release or looking to release some more. And one of the things that Minders brought back from China was this importance of the reviews. So I'm all about leverage and focus, and that's where this all came from, is how can we meet that 100-day challenge that you received and in the best way possible. I've got a team, and I like to work on very strict budgets, and that's pretty much me.
Excellent. Allie, you are a great linguist. You can really say it succinctly, so that's awesome. Brooke, how about you?
Hi, everybody. Basically, I am known as a possibility strategist. I'm a connector. I was born networking with people. My mom used to call me a people collector because I just love people. And my background is in PR and marketing. And I also just recently got involved with doing JV launches. I had a little small stint of doing that. But basically what I'm really great at is doing strategic alliances and collaborating. And I believe in collaboration and not competition. Some of my areas of focus has been in luxury marketing, film, but my most passionate love is working with personal development speakers. I've also, done my own have my own time as a personal development speaker. Before I had my babies, I have a 5-year-old girl and a 4-year-old girl. And Lee is my partner. He is a filmmaker and a producer and a director. And this opportunity came about when I was working on the David Nagel launch. This came into my inbox, The Amazing Selling Machine, and I always wanted to have a store. And I was like, and it just felt right, and I spoke to my friend David, and I got the skinny on Matt and Jason, and, because how many times have I bought something, and I was like, okay, is this going to be one more, internet marketing thing? And it felt everything was a yes about it, and we took it on, and so far I'm loving it, and we chose we have a universal cell phone car mount as our first product. And right now I'm searching for what my second product is going to be. So, and I'm also looking at also doing the, what Becky has introduced to us, which is doing the retail arbitraging as well. That's me in a nutshell.
Excellent. And to show Becky that I have a learning curve, her course is primarily about wholesaling, and retail arbitrage is one aspect of that. So
right.
How did I do, Becky?
Great, Minders. You cleaned that up real quick.
All right, excellent, because she scolded me a while back for calling what I was doing wholesaling when on the backpacks, and that was really retail arbitrage. Okay, so we obviously have, really an awesome group here. And so I'm excited to get started, and here we go. Let me bring over a model that we can talk about here, okay? What I saw today as about, you guys can see this mind map, right?
Yep.
Okay, great. So what I saw, the opportunity for today is to create the structure, for this group and the possibilities, and to start listing the actual methods, that we can use to get reviews. Okay, so let me list what I have as areas to talk about, and let me close these out so they don't distract us till we're ready for them, and then we can add to the list. Okay, so administratively, I wanted to talk about our mission, what we're about with this group and the time period. I wanted to talk about the methods of communication, how we post our results, our systems, our ideas, the frequency of communication, both as a group and accountability partners and such. Then going over the various review methods, which we can add to as we go along. Talk about collaboration, working on the same methods versus different people trying different things, maybe teaming up, reporting results, and then the rest of us moving towards what's working. Where we can collaborate on reviews and such without running a risk with Amazon. Systematizing the process, so setting up any processes to work with VAs, maybe even, use this as a catalyst to hire VAs and share VAs. The customer service bit, which Allie put on our agenda the other day, and so I want to explore her ideas there, and then any other great ideas that we might come up with. So let's add to the agenda. Any other broad areas to talk about?
Not directly. The only thing, Miners, that came to mind, this is Alf here. I worked with another friend of mine in another mastermind group that I'm in. As I mentioned, I love masterminds. His name is Ray, and he started putting together a sheet where we could cross-pollinate but not be connected when we do the reviews. I don't know if any of you have thought about a strategy like that.
Okay, let's see. So I'm going to just write that down. So friend Ray put together a worksheet on cross-reviews. So that, some people would leave reviews, but not everybody leaving reviews for each other, that kind of thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, great. Yeah.
And I can share okay. that. I have that spreadsheet, so I'll be happy to share it.
Okay. All righty. So, great. So I'm going to just do this real quick. Okay. All right. So, Alf, you give us that worksheet. Okay. Cool. Now, anybody else?
As to customer service, this is Allie. If you would do me a favor and just put a note in there. What we're talking about there is the possibility or exploring, kind of in the collaboration as to the product site that we're looking at, possibly doing the product program through product program, and if we decide that one option is for us to give a product monthly to the group that we create, the customer service part is the concern around making sure it's delivered to them in the most efficient way. So that way, we should have the systems in place with which to deliver what we say we're going to deliver with the product, free product program, whatever that looks like individually or together. So if you just
okay, great. To deliver each other's products. Okay. So let me just clarify that here real quick. So I'm going to go over here. Okay. All right. All right. So basically, the idea there is what Paul was talking about, what he was doing in his customer review program, his review club, is somebody buys a product normally. You know, they invite them into the review program, and they say, hey, as long as you, you know, keep leaving reviews, we will send you a new product every month, okay? And that's his way of doing it. You know, you can set it up different frequencies or whatever. But the idea is, you know, most of us don't have enough products to do a new one each month, you know, except for Alf and Jillian. So we had talked about the potential of collaborating, you know, and in fact, Brooke brought this up, that maybe, you know, that next month, since I don't have a second product, I could send, you know, Brooke's car mount, you know, and then Becky the next month could send, you know, Alf's product X, you know, that kind of thing. So that's what Allie's talking about, is to make sure that we have a good system in place, you know, to make sure that that works. Now, if you guys will pause for just one second, let me just answer this text real quick. This is an urgent one. It'll only take me one quick second. Multitasking here.
Hey, so Niners, while you do that, maybe I can chime in here. So this is Alf. So when you were talking now, Al, you gave me an idea, and I like the strategy with the free product and get the reviews built, like Binders is also adding on there. I just started studying the media buying course with Gower. You probably have heard about it, right, through the channels, but basically buying banner space as opposed to just specializing in keywords, because I'm not good at keywords. I don't like the SEO approach personally. It just takes way too long. And so I'm diving in there, trying to learn as much as I can. So that being said, I would think you could build a list really quickly with media buying, which is if you have a marketing funnel and a landing page or squeeze page and then converting them, you could. I would assume that you would end up with a lot of emails and contacts where you could offer free products in order to get reviews that way too. So that's one thing I'm looking at closely as well. So I'll share what I learned there, but I can't imagine I'll be ending up with a big list where I can make a semi-free product offer where I could get reviews very quickly. So I'm going to study on that too.
Awesome. Okay, great. So we're gonna cover that. That sounds great. Now, does anybody else have anything else, you know, for the agenda here?
I just wanted to maybe add one thing onto what you were talking about, Minders and Alf, is the PPC stuff that Bill Fisher and Reiner were doing. I don't know if that kind of falls in the same line with what Al's doing on media buying, but it's PPC. It's another way of just driving traffic and building a list as well. And or remember, they talked about Next. I think it was called Nextmark, where you can go out and purchase lists for pretty reasonable to be able to offer free products. Basically, doing the same thing Alpha saying, there's ways to look at lists that maybe narrow it down to your particular niche, and be able to see if you can get reviews that way for very reasonable. You can maybe hit 20,000 people up for $100. And, you know, I don't know the percentages that come out of that because I really haven't done it in a long time, but that's just another way kind of in the same line as ALPS, but, you know, there's different variations is what I'm trying to say.
Great. So
that was Becky, right?
That was Becky.
ALPS and Becky, would you guys, I apologize. I have 1 minute that I have to take out for this emergency phone call, but I'm going to ask you guys to work on one thing for me, if you would, and that is the mission, okay? And so you can look and see what I have up there. Talk for the next minute on, you know, what we want to accomplish as a group over the next 30 or so days, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, great, I'll be right back.
Go for it, Becky.
Oh, okay. All right. I believe, you know, just to highlight what we had talked about, I'm not sure how much ALF Minders had brought you up to date, but on our mastermind call on Wednesday, Allie brought up a good point about doing a review roundup where we had like a 30-day challenge so that we can try to get 100 reviews and learn all the different processes of how to quickly set up a process or processes to be able to, it's almost like a sales funnel, to be able to put any product we bring to the market, put through this sales funnel or review funnel to be able to move our products up quickly through the sales rank. And I believe it's kind of twofold from the way I understand our mission is to understand how to set up this review system so that it almost works on autopilot. And I guess just really understand the whole process. You know, Alf, I'm not sure if you can elaborate on that.
Well, it's I'm not sure if I'm the right one to do that, but I get what you're saying, and I like what I'm hearing, because you got to put some speed behind it and a system and then a process that you can just go 1, 2, 3, 4, boom. So whatever tools we could share would be great, and I don't know if you guys use Google Docs, but I use that very successfully with my other groups, where we could share systems and upload spreadsheets and maybe whatever tools we're using. I don't know if that helped, Becky, but...
Yeah, I believe Minders has set up, for our mastermind group, a place to hold all of our docs so everybody has access to it. So I think that's a great idea. Allie, I don't know if you have anything else to contribute to the mission.
Yeah. For me, the mission is one of basically versus the learning curve, but to figure out a system to most effectively get 100 reviews, a minimum of 100 reviews, new reviews, within 30 days or less for the least amount of money expended. Or it may not be just the least amount of money expended. It may look like, you know, we can rephrase that last bit, but the reason I add that to it is I was running some numbers on the cost for review of the review program, at least to me, with our first product, and it's pricey. Now, I get that getting reviews may be advertising, but I haven't tested it yet as to, all right, if I get 100 reviews, it's going to increase my sales by X number of times. So therefore, the payback period for my expenditure of $1,500 budget on spending for reviews is going to give me a return on my investment in 2.5 weeks, depending on where my profit margin is, or 3 months. And I ran some numbers. So one of the things I'm left to look at with this is not just the methods, but also the methods and the money. Because you can pay for someone to get a review, but I really like the approach of really looking at the figures and the money and the time and money spent, like Al mentioned, on the traffic. It's like, yeah, we can keyword is a possibility, but frankly, it takes pretty forever. So sometimes it's better just to send that check and wait and then get the, you know, buy it and get it done with a different program. I'd like to bring that in. So the mission perhaps might be to create a system or to explore a system to get 100 reviews, new reviews on Amazon, specifically on Amazon, so I'd add the word Amazon, in 30 days or less, and then I'm open to what else would we want to add to that to make it really like anchor in for us every time we meet? Is it and make a profit with each one? I mean, I'd love to add that extra line to it at the end. Any ideas for the last bit of that, or how do you guys feel about that being a mission?
Yes.
You can add a bit more.
Yes, I have something to add from that. The perspective in China is, if you did your research properly and you have a product, you know, that the leaders are selling lots, then the reviews lead you into one of the top positions. And so the return on investment is the increased sales that are coming from moving up. So basically their bottom line was, if you have, you know, a product that costs you $20, you know, even as high as $20, you know, your out-of-pocket costs for the, you know, for giving a bottle away, that 20 times 100, $2,000 was worth the investment, because in 30 days or so with the increased sales, you know, you're going to make that up. So that what I would propose to add to that is, you know, with the anticipation that you would break even on the following 30 days sales.
Right. I just wanted to add to that two minders that Jason kept reiterating is he would not hesitate to spend $20 to $50 for a review. And now that's all the, you know, relevant to how much you're selling per day, I think, you know, how far, what I'm going to try to say is relevant to what you just said, is how fast can you recoup that money? Is that spending $20 for a review or $30, $40, $50 for a review worth it on moving you up to be able to increase your sales by a certain percentage? And, you know, I don't know what that exact formula is or how long it would take to do that, and I think that's probably something that we're just going to have to see as it rolls out here.
I have a question, and maybe Al and Jillian can weigh in for me too, because I know they have a cell phone car mount bundle. But with me, you know, some of the best sellers, you know, there's like over like 1,000 to 3,000 reviews. I think when we initially researched it, I don't know, Lee was the one who did the research on this, and I just kind of trusted him, and I didn't see what was going on here. You know, we're selling ours, but I'm wondering if, you know, me putting all this, I mean, I still want to put all the action into getting the reviews, but, like, some of my competitors have, like, 3,546 reviews. So, you know, I'm wondering if I should put this effort more onto my next product or, you know, what do you guys, you know, maybe this is a different conversation, but I'm just, you know.
Yeah, we can have that conversation, Ollie, because we're just stepping in, as you probably know, too. So we're trying to differentiate, but it's a tough one. You might, my initial thought is might want to put it into your another product where you can compete more on the reviews, because from what I'm hearing from Miners and Becky, it has a lot to do with the reviews, where you're going to be in the ranking. It's got everything to do with it from what I hear.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. So I have just a couple of things to add as well. I think we also should separate between verified and unverified reviews, just so when we start organizing the things. And also with regards to one thing that we've tried, we've got video reviews. I actually recorded a video myself. I sent it to a friend of mine that did an unverified review, and we just voted that up. So that's part of almost our sales page. It's just the top. And we went from selling 1 to 2 a day of the Maccas to 8 to 10 a day in just like a matter of 48 hours. So that was so I think video reviews could be an important part to also have as part of our system. In addition, I think we also should break down the different ways to get the reviews. You could lower your product to $1.99, but you have your sales price at over $25. These are just little technical things, but there are many ways to slice the bread, or whatever you say over here. So we may want to map that out in our system as we start putting processes together. What's the best and cheapest way to get a review? What's the total cost to you? And also working with prime versus non-prime customers. et cetera, because you can get your reviews quicker that way because they get the product quicker. So there's a few things that I think we should put in a spreadsheet and start really nailing down the system, and so we can see, okay, here's route 1, 2, 3, 4, blah, blah, blah. So that was just my quick input.
Yeah, I appreciate that specificity, because I felt I love the concept of adding the video reviews to it. This is Allie, because I started to break that down with my virtual assistant. We are looking at the verified versus the unverified, the cost, and I did a cost analysis of a projected profit spreadsheet and the turnaround time. So at three, if I spend $1,500 and the profit margin on my product, you know, after, not considering the reviews, but let's say the profit margin is $3 per product after fees and Amazon and everything. Then you divide that by three, and if the average sales per day by the main competitor is five, it's going to take me 14 weeks to recoup my $1,500. And then I did this throughout the profit margin and did an analysis on that. So it really turns what I'm finding on how much profit you make on your normal sale of a product at the price point, you know, your ideal price point or not, and it fluctuates depending on when you're selling it. So if you're making $3 a product, $5 a product, $10 a profit, doing your numbers, that will turn on how quick you will recoup your investment, as well as your average daily sales from the competitor that you're targeting. And mine is not selling a great deal a day, at least based on our analysis. So our return on investment time is a little longer. But with all that, I still think it's great.
All right, so let me make a comment here. We still have a little echo. So let me mute out real quick here. Try the. Okay, we look good. So remember, we have a lot of methods, and one of the things that we're going to look at is various people trying different things. Okay, so Allie, what's the profit margin on the sale of one of your towels?
It varies depending, obviously, on our price.
Say an average, typical, normal retail price that you sell it for.
Well, I know if you're going to go to run my numbers, I know my numbers. But I mean, as far as that, so you don't have to go into that. But depending on where it is, it could be anywhere from, you know, $5 per towel, all the way up to $10.
All right. So let's say $7. Okay. And what is the cost to you of the towel as you get it in before you send it to Amazon's inventory? What are the costs that you have in? Incremental costs, not your design costs or anything like that, but buying the product and the packaging and getting it to your house if that's necessary. What is your cost?
So I'm a little off on that one, and the reason is I can just do the cost, but right now we have to do physical inspections on it. So we're also going to have to be paying somebody to do the physical inspections on it. So right now, if I just look at the cost from importing, that's a very different cost than adding what is true, which is quality control costs as well when they get here to the United States, because we had to send things back. So that, again, depending on the process, and hopefully we'll refine it, runs from anywhere from about $6 all in currently, I would say to about $8 until, you know, as we get the refinement done on the quality control.
Okay. All right. So let's say, you know, let's use a 7 number, okay, the average of the two, okay? So one method is to go to 100 people in your community, you know, that you network with, either locally, well, let's say locally, so you even save the cost of postage, and you give out 100 bottles at $7, okay? So you have $700 invested in that strategy for those people, you know, to give you a review, okay? And then the idea is, you know, how quickly can, with a profit margin of 7, you know, you need 100 incremental sales, you know, in order to break even on that campaign. Okay, so that's probably one of the, you know, the lower cost things, to get reviews. So, you know, my overall point is, if you want to gravitate towards the lower cost methods in this test, there's the opportunity to do that.
Oh, I know that. I'm not, it doesn't take me away from this. I think making a list of all the methods is one of the things that we definitely should do, and I've started to do that on my own. So I have no problem with that. I just wanted to bring to the group the awareness of making sure that we really are looking at each of these things with that eye, not just throwing it out there, so that we remember all the costs, because one of the things, the challenges is just doing things and then realizing that we're not a lot more money than we thought. That's all my point is. But I think there's lots to do it.
Okay. Great. And thanks for that feedback. Now let me just ask you, in the little time that I was gone, did anybody else add anything to the mission thing before Allie?
No, we basically just brought Alf and Jillian up to what how this review roundup came about.
Okay. All right, got it. And then just for other item on cleanup, you see at the very bottom where I have, you know, great ideas. Becky, you were saying an idea when I first got interrupted about, you know, hitting 20 people up for like $100 or something like that. Would you share that again so I can get it in the notes?
Hitting people up for $100. What?
You were sharing something with Alf on an idea. I think after he was talking about the media buying.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I was talking about when we were in China, they gave us a couple ideas of sites to be able to go buy or email some lists that are out there, and one of the places was called, I believe it was called Nexmark, and I think it was, I'll have to look up the exact spelling of it, but I think it's Nexmark, something very similar to that, where you can go out there and look, based on your niche, you can go out there and buy lists that you can email to, and you can do the same type of a thing that Alf was talking about, where email them and give away a free product for a review. And you can buy... The prices vary based on the type of target market you're going after, but sometimes you can just spend $100 and you'll have access to 20,000 emails. And, you know, you'd have to go onto the site and maneuver around and, you know, read up on it a little bit. But I know a lot of big gurus go over to Nexmark, like the Ryan Dices and stuff like that. They go over there and use that site a lot to be able to build lists quickly. And that's just another thing that we can look into and maybe research a little bit more.
Okay. All right. That's
and I can get you the exact – I have a couple other files. There's a couple other websites that do the same thing, and I can pull a list of those together, maybe just, you know, two or three that I know of offhand, and I can see information to you to add to the sheet.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, so does anybody else have anything else to add to the mission before we continue?
Hey, yeah, Minders, this is Alf again here. Just a quick thought. Another thing that I think we, maybe not all of you have run into yet, but we have run into it, you could quickly run out of inventory. You have to keep a very close look on your inventory, because if you lose your ranking and your status and all the build you've done on Amazon, that's going to hurt you. So obviously there's techniques to make sure you have one or two products listed there just by raising the price, but I think some kind of a system of knowing exactly how long it's going to take for you to order the product, put it into the system, because Amazon will take 10 to 20 days, business days, just to get into the system, and in September, October, maybe twice as long because it's peak season now. So we should have that as one of our...
Okay. I got it. Okay, anybody else? All right, then I'm going to go ahead and move us on here. Okay, so let's talk about the methods of communicating in our group, okay? So I made a list of potentials, all right? So the first one is a private Facebook page. We all have experience with this from a number of sources, including, the Facebook, the ASM Facebook group. But this would be just for this purpose. Now, my thought is that the value of doing this is that, people can post a question, quickly, and then you'll get an email to your email box, that a new comment has been posted on this Facebook group, and then everybody can weigh in on it, right there, okay? So let me just go over each of these and then the advantages, and then let's hear some feedback on which of these tools make the most sense, okay? The second is Google Docs, a place where you can just upload your documents, that you're creating, either system write-ups or Excel spreadsheets, or those kinds of things, easily accessible. An alternative on that is the Google Group Threads, where we send emails, we set up a group with our names in it, and then every time, you have detail like a system or a spreadsheet or something like that, or a notification, you send it out via email, to like reviewsroundup@gmail.com, that kind of thing. And then of course there's, the potential of Skype. Although I know Allie's not in there a lot. So those are the ones that I would throw out for consideration. Any additions or thoughts on those?
My nurse, this is Becky. One of the things that I know is kind of up and coming are the Google Hangouts. I've heard a lot of people talk about them, and I'm not exactly sure how they all work, but that could be a potential to look into and kind of bring ourselves up with technology as well.
All right, now let me just ask you about that real quick. I'm familiar with Google Hangouts. What aspect of that do you feel could be beneficial to us?
I don't know, because I don't know what it does. I just know I hear people talking about Google Hangouts all the time, and they hold a lot of meetings. And, I don't know if this particular mastermind group that's appropriate for or not, because I don't know all that it can do. But if you're familiar and you feel that, this group is not good for that, then no problem. We can just nix that right out of there.
Well, let me just, real quickly talk about Google Hangouts. It's a great tool, and off the top of my head, I'm not immediately seeing, the value here. This is how it works. Basically, you go into Google Hangouts, and we'd be able to see each other's pictures at the bottom of the screen, as well as whoever's talking or whatever spreadsheet is being shown. Okay, but what it's doing is it's making a live stream, that can either be published on YouTube or not, and actually, as I'm thinking about it, it might be viable in that you can make the YouTube video private, and it immediately becomes live, right after the event. It is immediately live, so there's no rendering the video, etc. We just don't want to make it public. So that could be a better venue, and is worthy of consideration. I wouldn't say that it's it's the top communication method, but it could work.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go off on, you know, a different direction, but I didn't know exactly all it did, if it would, you know, help our group here or not.
Okay. Well, no, that's a great consideration. Anybody else? Or any other thoughts, Becky, on this list?
This is Alf here again. So I know about Google Hangouts, Hangouts too, not Hangups. That's funny. Anyway, you know, I personally just using Google Groups. It's a great way to just receive emails and have a forum where we can upload documents, and we can easily do a conference call like this or just use free conference call. I think Google Hangouts has a lot to do with videos as well, which I don't think is necessary for this group per se unless we want to. Yeah.
That's right. Google Groups. Okay. So other thoughts?
Hi, this is Allie. One thing that I do a lot of times with my clients and where I need to connect, because I have a virtual team, I'll just grab a domain name and use it almost like an online notebook, so to speak, sometimes, or leverage it later in a different way. But one option is to have a web page that we can type into, and then on that one page have our links to whatever else we need to do. So, for example, sometimes I'll have my assistant on semisolutions.com. I'll have a backslash page and a subdomain, and the page will have all my mastermind links to it. So it has Amazing Sewing Machine, it has links to our product, and it's a private page, but it allows me to have my documents and work from wherever on our mastermind and or my product. So what I was doing in anticipation of doing our roundup is I got the domain name Review Roundtable instead of Review Roundup, because Review Roundup was taken. And I can have my VA create one page that's private protected behind that domain. And there can be some of the links to whatever we have. So, for example, if there is a link to a document on, let's say we do Google Docs, here's the link to the document that blankety blank provided, or here's the link and to our new area, because I know that with masterminds we change up a lot sometimes. We have resources, we have links to different places. I'm not saying that it's basically a one-page document, so to speak, that allows us to go there, focus, and connect, versus sometimes when I go into Facebook, I'll end up, you know, doing a lot more things than just focusing on the one thing that I'm trying to do. So that's one option. If you go to reviewroundtable.com, I had her install a WordPress. I'll be using that, but I just thought I would share that with you guys if you wanted to explore doing that in addition to Google Groups or whatever else we decide.
That's awesome. So let me pull that up real quick and take a look at that.
Oh, it's brand new. We just did it yesterday. I directed her to do it yesterday. So you're only going to see a little, so you know.
All right, there it is.
That's it.
So is the idea that everything would be put up on this site?
Not everything, because that would be unproductive from my team's standpoint and any standpoint. What the idea is there would be a back-end password protected page, and then this is done with Optimized Press plugin. And then on that one page, it would allow us to have links to wherever else we need to go to if we need it. And sometimes it would be links to other sites and other programs or other topic links. Because with Facebook, I find sometimes I want to go find something, and I have a heck of a time, like the AMS group, finding the thread or finding the information. Google Groups is a lot easier, but then I go, okay, where is that Google group that I'm in? What's the deal? And I can get distracted. So it would be a supplement to other tools, if that makes sense. So when we're together, perhaps we have the next calendar. Like, we have our calendar there. We have our call-in line there. It's almost like a home base. Does that make sense?
Yes, I love it.
I love it.
Whoa, nice echo. I think, Alf, you're the culprit here, man. Mute yourself. Okay, there we go. Hey, I called that one. Okay, so that is a really good suggestion. And so just kind of, you know, summarizing that, bringing that to play, that site is kind of like the traffic cop of where all the resources are living as we communicate. And so I like that. I see that being worked in conjunction, you know, with the Google group, it's you know basically the Google group email, you know where we, so you know whatever we have to send out we send there, and then whatever is relevant goes on that wiki site. Would that make sense, Allie?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
Okay. All right. Great. Other ideas. Okay, nothing's forthcoming. So what we're missing is the daily communication aspect or the frequent communication aspect, a way, you know, to check in. In fact, as we explore these other items, we'll come back here on the methods of communication because when we talk about accountability and so forth, it'll bring up a need for not just an email, but a way to check in. Say, hey, I'm getting stuck, or I need my handheld, or whatever. So let me parking lot this for the time being, and let's move on to frequency of communication. Okay. One thing is recording the calls, and you know, so like we're recording this, and we can send the recording to Allie, you know, to get up on that website. Is that a possibility, Allie?
The possibility would be this. It looks a little different, and this is what I do with our mastermind calls. Is either I'll have my assistant or go in and make a list of the mastermind calls with the date, and then she's got the call-in number for the recorded line and the number to punch in, and then I'll usually add the topic to it. So what it would be on there is instead of taking the energy and time to download it and upload it or do all that stuff, instead it would be easier logistically to just on that site you'd go there and go, you'd have a list of all our calls and the call-in line number. So, for example, it may say, like on our other mastermind, call here for the recording. Press 10 to hear the China call where Minders and Becky gave great tips on this. And then if here there's a couple documents we discussed, and then there's a couple of links to it. So it's even more abbreviated that the uploading and downloading can be more of a challenge.
That makes sense. So what I'm going to do on this one, and this is for your benefit, Becky, I did get my recording to work, and assuming that I'll text you at the end and let you know, but I think it'll render.
Well.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. And so yours will be a backup, so I'll let you know if I need yours, but I'll render it, throw it up on a website and give the link to that so that Allie can put it in that wiki site.
Great.
Okay. And so for future calls, we can either do, you know, a phone call using the outgoing, you know, our telephone system pre-conference call, or we can do, you know, webinars like this and have the visuals so that people can see, you know, how it's developing. So let's talk about preference for that. Any ideas? And we can do, you know, with the webinar thing, we can do both. You know, we have audio as well as visuals.
Hey, miners, this is Alf. I don't want to be the person with the bad news here, but I've been in many masterminds, and I don't. And Ali, I really appreciate the effort you want to put into it. Ali, sorry if I butchered your name there. If you get a task that we are dependent on you doing, and it's going to be extra work for you, or let's say you're sick or couldn't make the call or what have you, then that process could easily falter. You correct me if I'm wrong, but I also don't want to put on any extra work on people. If it's an automated process, like in free conference call, then we never have that issue. And I've seen that happen in other groups, so that's one concern I have, even though I appreciate you offering, of course. That's very kind of you.
I agree. I appreciate you talking about that because I like to automate as much as possible. And it's true, we want to do it in the most efficient way and cost-effective way. And so with the numbers, this could, like I said, this could be a supplement. If it doesn't work, we can pull the plug on it. That's why I do think Google Docs is the best. Google is better. The Google Groups to use something we're familiar with. But if you want to supplement, we can do it this way. And if it doesn't work, that's totally fine as well. But using the free conference call line, and we could get our own free conference call line just for this group. That way the numbers are in order as opposed to commingling it with the other group. And that would make it easy as well, kind of like we did with the other mastermind. That's all on automatic. People can call and they want to and get that according to that Miner shared with us.
Yeah, we should set up a separate, if we do the free conference call away, then we should set up a number only for this group. But anyway, that was just my two cents.
No, I appreciate it.
Okay, so resolution on that is, Allie, why don't you go ahead and use your system and let's just see if it's workable, as a supplement for the Google Groups email. Okay. Now, how about voice only versus voice plus visuals in terms of our format for our meetings? What's the preference?
I think the visual helps. So
okay.
I vote for the voice and the visual.
Okay. All right, Alf, how about you?
I was muted out, so I'm indifferent. Either way, it's fine.
I didn't catch that.
Oh, I'm indifferent. It doesn't matter. Either way is fine with me.
Okay. Allie and Brooke?
For me, I like voice and visual, but I always like to have a recording that is just audio. So if we could back it up with an audio, that'd be good because I listen to a lot of things on the phone or just listening without visual. And sometimes if it's just the visual, we have a challenge.
Great. When I render, I just press the button to do an MP3 as well. So that'll work. Okay, Brooke, you want to weigh in on this? She might have had to go off to take care of her kids, and will be back on. All right, so that's what we'll do then. We'll do Camtasia. We'll do GoToWebinar. Okay. Let's talk about our frequency of group calls. All right, what I see on the group calls is like, today we'll be able to get a list of things on the table. As you saw earlier, I've got a lot of them summarized, and we'll have more to add to the list in future calls and to share with the group any progress. So what do you guys think in terms of how we're looking at this like a 30 to 45 day period initially, and then we'll reassess. So within that scope, how frequent should we get together as a group? And for those who can't make it, we have a recording that the others can listen to at their leisure.
I would say at least once a week if we're going to try to do a 30-day trial for a formal call. This time happens to work for me. I don't know about everyone else.
Oh, okay. All right. Becky, how do you feel?
I have to agree with Allie. That's exactly what I was thinking as well.
Okay. Alf, you want to weigh in? Alf and Jillian?
Yeah, this time, unfortunately, is not usually a good time for me because I'm very busy with overseas at this time. I agree we need to have some momentum on it if we're going to do it in 30 days, though. But if we can be good on email as well, that works pretty good for me.
Okay, well, we can, you know, we can find another particular time. But the once-a-week idea makes sense?
It does make sense. It's just that I can't commit to it because I'm usually on calls with developers and stuff overseas at this time.
Okay. All right, so then let's make it a once-a-week process. And I would like to suggest that we set it up early in the week for two reasons. One is I know that we're not going to get through everything on this call, and it'll help us, you know, get started with the next call if we do it, you know, early in next week. And then, you know, also early in the week gives us the whole week to get action done, you know, to get motivated and get moving. What is you guys' preferences, Monday or Tuesday? Alf, why don't you start because you seem to have a lot of other calls. What time would work for you during the day on either Monday or Tuesday?
So Monday, I'm on another call with you guys or with you minders, right? So I'm just thinking, everybody, is it either morning or evening? Is that what it goes? I don't know if everybody's East Coast or West Coast or Central. So I know you, obviously, minus and Becky. I think it's better you guys take the lead on it. And if I can make the call, I'll make the call. I'll certainly be very active on email and following through on that. It's just that I think you, the core group, should probably just decide. And then if I can make it, then I will definitely try to make it.
Okay. All right, Allie, how about you?
Monday works. The 8 o'clock hour seems to work well.
Because you're Pacific, right?
I'm Pacific.
Okay. Okay, Monday, 8 a.m. I would vote personally. I would say either anytime on Tuesday or Monday afternoon, because a lot of times I'm traveling Monday morning. Can you do Monday afternoon or during the day on Tuesday?
Sure. What time? I can do either way.
Okay. All right. So Monday afternoon or Tuesday. Okay. How about you, Becky?
Let's do Tuesday if we can. I'd vote for that between the two.
Okay. Becky, how about you?
I'm free either one of those. So Tuesday's just fine as well.
All right. And then shall we look at the 8 a.m. Pacific time slot?
Mm-hmm. That would work great for me.
Okay, all right, let's do that because then, so that'll be our next call, Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific. And then, you know, if we need to change it, we can. All right, so the next thing is posting daily or frequent updates. Let's go to the accountability partner thing. All right. So one of our goals, one of our missions is not only, you know, to list the various methods and to share how we're doing, but to help each other, you know, get over the top. Okay. And so I think the idea of having, you know, accountability partners, people that we hook up with to brainstorm with specifically to motivate and so forth on whatever schedule the two together work out, you know, really makes some sense. What do you guys think of that idea?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying minders to break it down into like everybody be accountable to the whole group, or you break off into pairs, or
break off into pairs? So that's one idea. Either the whole group, you know, works on helping everybody get over the top, or there's one person that you are communicating with specifically, you know, for the motivation aspect and the accountability.
Okay.
Looking at that, which of the two approaches do you like? You know, one-on-one versus, you know, the whole group doing the accountability thing.
This is Allie. I like the concept of having one person to connect with as well, in the sense that it can be whatever those two people make it, versus a complete structure, in that they can be, you know, hey, give me a call if you're stuck, or if you need, you know, whatever that happens to look like for those two people, so that there's not too much structure around it, and that also being flexible, because we know everyone has different schedules and different commitments. So I like that fact that there would be one person to make a phone call to, but I'm okay also with, you know what, stretching, and if that person's not available, calling the next person on the list. And then we've got, so it's a very small group, so it could also be, hey, you could book in with somebody else, hey, I'm going to do these things today, I just wanted to run it by you, or hey, I'm stuck on this. That person's not there, you could just leave a message, I'm going to call Minders now and see if he's around. So I think there is also personal accountability with going through each of the people on the list. So in either way, I guess I would lean more to the global.
Okay, all right. That sounds great. Alf, Jillian, Becky, you guys want to weigh in?
I'm pretty flexible either way. So, you know, whatever everybody, you know, kind of votes on, I'm very flexible either way.
Okay. All right, mm-hmm. Great.
You're flexible as well, Minders.
Okay, all right, then let's do the group thing. Let's you know, pair up. First of all, Jillian, in order to make this an even type of thing, are you willing to separate from Alf on this?
Yes. I said sure, but we're working together, right, on the same product, so it's more, right, as is a common thing.
Okay, I'm not understanding the answer.
Yeah, what she's saying is basically, since Jillian and I are working on the exact same product, so I don't know if that makes sense, but
like, I don't have separate products from Alf, so it's going to be the same.
So. Basically the idea is this, that, you know, we've got, if you separate from Alf, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we can have three groups of two, okay? Alf, if you're, you know, partnered with Becky, for example, and Jillian is partnered with Brooke, you know, you guys can be sharing this, you know, the same product which you're working on, but you're sharing it with a different accountability partner, motivating each other.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Okay, all right. Then let me suggest this. For this, let's just take, you know, these. We'll just kind of take them as they come here, and see. This is just a suggested, and see if it works. Okay, does that?
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, Jillian, does that work for you?
Sorry, I muted up. Yep.
Oh, okay. All right, great. All right, so go ahead and make contact with your partner. you know, after the case. And then I guess each, you know, subgroup will determine, you know, how they want to communicate, you know, Skype, phone calls, whatever. We'll just do it. We'll do it that way. And now, so let's see if we have it covered, all right, in terms of the methods of communication. We've got the Google group email, you know, where we're communicating with each other, with the group, as well as we have, you know, a weekly call, okay? All right, so those two for sure, you know, handle our frequent communications. And then let's just say that why don't we do this, that for reaching out, you know, if you need something quick, then, you know, let's either email or call each other, you know, like, hey, I need input on this quick, and I'm going to go round robin. My accountability partner's not available, so I'm going to go to the next person, you know, on reviews and get my help. So for, you know, daily, we'll say emails and calls, and what I'll do is I will get out, you know, a list of the emails and the phone numbers, to everybody so that we've got that information. And I think that'll cover everything that we need to do in terms of communication. So we can table the other things, okay? And let's just move all this here. Okay, excellent. All right. So I think we're covered on this administrative stuff. Everybody ready to move on from there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. So I want to jump into the list of methods because we can talk about this other stuff, you know, on Monday or Tuesday, rather. Okay. So Tuesday, we can cover all this kind of stuff, but we want to kind of get started, jump into that. Okay. So what I'd like to do is quickly list the methods that, you know, that I summarized from this discussion and earlier, and then let's add to the list, and then we can go into more detail. We can determine some quick initial actions, and then we can go into more detail on the methods, you know, on Tuesday. Does that sound agreeable?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, all right, let's do it. Okay, so I'm going to run through them, and I've given them all numbers, you know, so that it'll be easy to refer to later. Okay, so the first one is low-hanging fruit, all right? So in that area, I have 1A. Go back to the initial friends, you know, who you had buy at a discount or whatever, who bought your product and who said they were going to give a review, and some of them didn't, and remind them to give a review. Okay, so that's one. The second one is round up members, you know, so our group here, our round up members and other ASMers giving each other reviews, okay? And when we get into that, we're going to want to talk, you know, the safety of that, you know, rather than flagging, you know, us as a group cross-promoting, okay, the danger there. But anyway, so using, you know, our contacts, people work in the same system to give each other reviews. The next one is go back to past customers who have bought and email them to leave a review. So your people have already bought, you know, going back and not just through the email tool autoresponder, but because you can get their emails through Amazon, you know, sending them an email with some kind of incentive to review, okay? And related to that is, let me put this over here as well, okay, related to that is editing your ASM email tool the way that, you know, the autoresponder, so that the email request, so that the review request is in the second email. The way that they teach it in the course is to put it in the fourth email and have the second and third one talk about giving you feedback, you know, seller feedback, whereas reviews are more important. Okay, so those are, you know, some low-hanging fruit. You guys can add to this in a minute, you know, but let me get through the rest of the list, and then whatever I've missed, you add to it. Okay, so there's a whole, you know, methodology around review clubs, okay, and I've got some show and tell on that we can go over here soon. You know, and that's the whole idea of when someone buys your product, you send them to a page on your website that says, as long as they keep giving reviews, they'll get free products. And that was the share that initiated this whole group. Next is running a coupon discount promotion. So sub pieces of that is, you know, sending your friends the coupon like we did initially. You know, setting up a Facebook event, which was one of the ASM methods. Put it out to your existing email list that you have with customers or from another business. Brooke shared with us in our last mastermind that she has some information she's going to write up about James Parcell's course on slick deals. Or we'll get more information from her, you know, on that. In fact, let me just go ahead and add her here. Okay. So the whole slick deals thing, which, you know, is slippery. It's pretty slick. Then Allie talked to us about, in our mastermind, about, she shared creating a coupon code for a round, you know, for a mastermind, or in this case, Roundup members and other ASMers to buy at a discount. Okay, and so I've attached here the details from that email that Allie sent us in that last mastermind. All right, so those are initial things around, you know, running a coupon discount promotion. And let me add to the bottom here other existing ASM training that I might have forgotten. We'll put that there. Okay. All right. Then we'll go up here. Again, Brooke mentioned that at a site called Thomason.com, and there is a strategy, you know, to get bloggers to send product to bloggers. And to get them to create content, you know, pointing to your product or your website. And so that gets reviews, plus it also has a secondary purpose to getting additional outside content and backlinks that you can put into the URL booster, you know, to feed that whole SEO dynamic. Okay. Then there's another strategy about approaching the official Amazon reviewers. And just to clarify what that is that Amazon approaches people who are active within their system giving reviews and invites them, you know, it gives them perks, like gives them free products if they will do reviews. And there's a method, there's a way to contact those reviewers and ask them to review your product, to send them your product and ask them to review it. And we're getting some summary information on that from another person that was on our China trip. And so we can pass that on, you know, once we get it. The next is creating YouTube videos about your promotion. You know, hey, I've got this buyer's club. Okay, let's just say, okay? And you just give basic information. You know, if you're interested, go, you know, to this website where they'll opt in to get the information on your review club. Okay, so there is another strategy. Then, as Alf mentioned a little earlier, there's unverified review methods. And so let's make this one 7A. And this was a thing I was mentioning to Allie earlier. You know, at home, hand out your bottle to people in you know, Leeds clubs or, you know, after hours, Chamber of Commerce functions or wherever you meet them. And ask for a review, you know, and tell them, hey, you know, here's a flyer about my review program, and you can get this and more products as long as you participate. You know, so that way you're saving the cost of postage and, you know, sending out your product. And so there'll be some other unverified review methods as well. Brooke mentioned Chris Luck. Let's go ahead and put this down. Okay. So Chris Luck, who spoke at the ASM convention, as you all know, he has a video up on his website, chrisluck.com, about AdFly, I believe it's called. And I might have the numbers wrong, but for a small amount of money, you can get a whole bunch of people, be in contact with a whole bunch of people, in which place, you know, you can send them to the opt-in video, you know, about your review club. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put here, okay, I'm going to do this, all right. I'm going to put the method, and then I'm going to put ways to drive people to it. Okay, so the method is going to have these three guys, all right. And then the way to drive people to it, here's one right there, this one. Okay, great. And I'm going to give you guys access to this spreadsheet later today. All right, so we were at 8, now we're here. Additional methods from the China trip. Over the weekend, I'll add those. You know, any additional ones that I haven't added here already, I'll add those. Video reviews, you know, from ALF, and then different ways to get the reviews, you know, focusing on lowering the price to $1.99, for example, or prime versus non-prime customers, you know, things that we can do related to that. And then around media buying, we have Alf, what's the proper spelling of the guy who has a media buying course, Alf?
G-A-U-H-E-R.
Okay, all right, great. So Gower's media buying course, and he spoke at the conferences, as you might recall. And Alf invested in that. And you know, and there's a question of whether he's going to keep it beyond the 30 days. You know, we can talk about that. Probably on Tuesday, you know, and go into that a little bit more. But anyway, so a bit about building a list really fast. And then Becky's feedback earlier about Nexmark and buying lists, okay? So that's all around the media buying and then other existing ASM training. So with that, let's go around, and if you guys would add to the list, you know, why don't we start with you, Alf? Do you want to add any other methods and tell me where you think they might go?
Yeah, the quick one just comes to mind, and I'm sure there's many more, but when we spoke with Keegan the other day, we had him as a guest speaker on our mastermind call. He was one of the top 10 on stage in Amazon, and he talks about how he follows up with existing customers and gets about, if I remember correctly, 60% retention rate. And he uses a phone system because there's a way you can get phone numbers from the Amazon database list and leaves and actually forces the phone call to go into voice message directly, and where he says basically, please, I hope you didn't miss my email yesterday. If you did, just search by 123 car stuff, for instance, and that's a unique letter or code that he has in his email, and I'll pull it right up so he gets people to look at the email because I had a special offer there or something. I thought that was pretty neat.
That's great. Okay, so I got that one back. And let me think about okay, all right, great. All right, any others that are on your list, Alf, that we don't have down here yet? Alf, are you looking at your list?
Yeah, I'm just being quiet now, actually, but letting other people step in.
Okay. Well, anybody, throw out. Let's go ahead and just as you have ideas, throw them out. I'll throw them down, and then I'll categorize them here.
Miners, the one thing I'm not sure where to categorize is the SEO like little system that Jason talked about. That was one of the last presentations he talked about, and he had that the graph and the whole mind map type of thing. It's a little bit more involved, but I don't know if that can be incorporated in here with some different type of reviews. And I believe he incorporates
okay.
YouTube and a whole bunch of other things all in one little combined system.
Okay. All right. So within that system, let's look for the review component. Okay.
Right.
And since we're focusing on the review aspect, we can look in there to see what's applicable for review. So that's good.
Another thing, Minders, just to jump in, I think could be useful for everyone. Just write down our goal. What's our intention? What do we want to reach? I know we're shooting for 100, but you may want to just write it down for yourself. I'm for such and such a product. I want to have, so and so many reviews. Maybe we can have a goal area where we write that down.
Okay.
Tights. Because I like what we. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Alf, go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, I couldn't hear that. What whoever said? What?
She said, go ahead.
Oh no. Okay, no, because I'm referring to the exercise we did that the last day where you say, okay, write down your top five things that you need to do within the next 3 weeks and map down and rank them 1, 2, 3, 4. So maybe we want to be methodical and just write down a little bit like that. That is good for the accountability partner to see, but it's even more important for you to say, hey, here's what I'm committing to. And then I think you'll have a better result.
All right, so great. So everybody write down this. And, for a particular product, I want Y number of views, and the other specific review-oriented goals, for the 30 days, okay? And so what we'll do is we'll post that in the, the group, the email group that I'll set up. And that way everybody knows, is being accountable to the whole group, and then the individual partners can keep each other accountable. Okay, so that's awesome. All right, other techniques that we haven't talked about?
Two things with regard to the mentioning of the accountability that Alf just mentioned. One of the things I'll do is what I've had my VA do is plug in a countdown timer as well as a goal little gadget so I can see that I've got 4 reviews now and we can do what the product is. So I can do that for each of us. So on one of the pages, we can have a visual to see where we're at to just in a friendly kind of competition and see where we're all at and how to support each other. So I'm happy to make that happen for each one if we have our goal, just so we can keep it all in mind and in spirit. So that's one.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I think it'll make it fun. And number two is a few of the ideas that I had are looking at our local businesses, and so we could go to perhaps, let's say, for example, my product has to do with cars, so there may be local either dealerships, or there may be local, I was looking at perhaps local, one of the auto parts stores. And even if they don't hold it within there, giving it to their employees with a flyer saying, hey, this is one of the products we're selling on Amazon, and we really want your expertise in this. We'd love for you to review this for us. Here's a flyer if you're interested, and I'll send you, if you're interested, the coupon code. I don't necessarily want to give them the product right there, because then I don't have a way to follow up, and I'd love to. You know, we can do feedback on this, but my thought was to approach them and say, here's a flyer. Give me, if you're interested, go to this website, and I'll give you the, or I'll email you the coupon code, or here's the coupon code. I haven't totally figured that out, but the point being is, how can we approach perhaps local businesses and or people who have leverage? Like, let's say auto club, club cars. There are different memberships and groups out there that are in my niche, that are speak to my target market. So approaching them from the internet perspective as well as the actual phone call perspective. I'm looking for basically trying to get more reviews quickly, and also hopefully leveraging the power of really kind of their marketing if they decide to nail it to their list, you know. So that's what I'm looking at.
That's great. That is an awesome idea. Okay. Okay, so groups who can mail to their list. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and add any others that might come up. Anybody else have something on their list that hadn't made this?
I think what will happen is, once I kind of know everybody else's products as well, and knew our goals, I think that might jog our memory, like the one that we're focusing on, because I think JVs or approaching people could be a really great leverage point for all of us in different ways. So depending on the products we want to focus on, we may brainstorm more ideas. Like, for example, car washes for me might be a good one. So if I see, you know, the local high school here or this college, you know, doing a car wash, giving it to the people there, sponsoring the car wash in that regard, but asking for the review, and then I can take photos of, you know, the car wash kids using it. It becomes a donation, which I can, like, I'll enjoy it off. But it also could get me some free publicity. So that's another idea.
Okay, I like it.
Minders, I just want to throw this idea out. Back when I was doing some of the, you know, I'm going to kind of piggyback off of what Allie's talking about, some of the mobile marketing that you can do as well. You can also put up things over at colleges. There's tons of people there that would, you may be able to reach out to college groups by putting, you know, flyers up about getting free products for leaving reviews, and you can get like a whole group of people from the college campuses. I'm not sure exactly. You might even be able to take like an ad out in their newspaper. There's Craigslist. There's different ways of reaching out to different groups of people. For, you know, trying to get, you know, reviews, and, I mean, obviously a little bit more thought has to be put into that, but, you know, you got the whole text type of program, a texting type of a program to reach out to, the whole mobile market, I guess.
Well, you know, that's a whole area in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I like that. Okay. We'll take, you know, one more minute, to see these, any other ideas here, and then we'll go into the last area for this call, and that is kind of initial action. So anything else that people are burning to throw onto this list?
Just sort of sticks in my head, you dropped the thing, sororities and fraternities. That's a great idea as far as the college goes, because that's actually kind of a cool leverage point as well.
Okay, great. I'll add that down here next. Anybody else? Okay. All right, great. So now let's look at action steps. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to disseminate this list out to you guys later today. And then let's say by Tuesday, and I'll go ahead and add a thing here, that everybody pick the initial things that they're going to work on, okay? And then you can start, you can share that with the group, and you can share it with your accountability partner. Okay, so by Tuesday, we'll say, one, make contact with accountability partner, and pick your starter action steps from the list. Okay. And if you've, any write-ups you promised, today on the call, go ahead and get those out.
Leonard, can we get the goals from everybody, and that way I can have that, and let people know it right now. If you know your product and the day count, if we all want to start from today, then I can set that up. But the product, if you know it, that you're going to focus on, and the day count, like, do you want to start from today?
Yes, yeah. And we're going to run, let's say, through October 6th. Okay, so we'll say like a full month. Okay, October 6th is the end of the 30 days, we'll say. Your goals, from what we talked about up here, okay? So I'll just bring that here. Okay, so communicate those goals. Oops. All right. So basically what your goals are for, each product, I want X number of reviews if you have more than one product, and then any other specific review goals for the 30 days. Okay. All right. That's awesome. Okay. Any other action steps that people want to add, before our next call? Okay. Let me just add one thing, okay? Pick some, low-hanging fruit and get started between now and then, okay? That would be the other thing that I would really suggest that we do. All right, so we're about at the end of this call. We've ran over a little bit. How do you guys feel? Have we covered enough, or are there any missing areas that we want to touch on before we end up here?
I think we covered a tremendous amount of information in a short amount of time. I think you did a really great job with this mind map, Minders. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for everything that went into that, Minders. Thank you.
You bet, guys. I'm really happy to do it. So any other loose ends, any other thoughts?
No, I think that's it. So the calls on Tuesday then, will they be, we keep to 1 hour? Is that what it is, so that we have something to go by?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good idea. As we move forward, let's make them 1 hour calls.
And just really stay on that, because then I know what the schedule, if I can make it and when I can make it, because it's time is of the essence for everyone, I'm sure.
Exactly. Great. And on Tuesday, I'll share the review process, the review club process with everyone, as well as my new insert that's going in the water bottles that I'm putting up.